I'm doing well. How about yourself?
And I'm hanging in there. It's a cloudy morning, but we'll take it.
It's overcast. Yeah. It's slowly getting warmer out, so yes. I feel like we're starting to get hints of summer, which is hopefully sooner than later here in the state of Wisconsin. We still got to deal with some colder, windier, rainy days here in spring.
I'm sure we'll have that four-letter word pop up one last time. It always does.
I'm hoping we're done with that, but I don't want to jinx anything.
Correct. Well, if we talk about it, then it won't happen.
Yeah, so
right?
Let's just move on. Yeah. Let's just not even dwell on that.
right.
But if you have a question for our guests here on Community Comment today, the phone numbers to reach the show are 920-885-4446. Or you can text 920-887-9595. Again, that phone number is 920-885-4446. If you have a question for Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson with the Beaver Dam Police Department, our guest here on a Community Comment this morning. And if you're not watching on our Daily Dodge TV YouTube stream, if you're listening on the radio, you're going to be missing a little bit of a special show and tell that we have for you today on our program, but that's all right. You can go back and watch this if you can't watch it live here this morning. We'll post that to our YouTube page, of course. But we have an exciting demonstration that we're going to show you here today, and that is ties into an important program that helps track people who, if my memory serves me right, have a tendency to wander, can leave home. I will let the lieutenant explain what this program is and how it plays an important role for people in the community here and how it's a tool for law enforcement.
Absolutely. So Project Lifesaver is what we're talking about. And Project Lifesaver, just to give an overview, is a program that assists families in our community who have residents and family members who tend to wander away from home. Most likely, those are people who suffer from dementia, Alzheimer's, autism, traumatic brain injury, Down syndrome. It helps all those people with all those different ailments, especially those who tend to wander. And there's a peace of mind knowing that if your loved one, you know, wanders away from home, which tends to happen with those particular diseases and ailments, and the ability to find them and bring them back home is some peace of mind. So that's what the whole purpose of the program is. Long story short, it's a device that is offered for free through Project Lifesaver and the Beaver Dam Police Department and Fire Department. It's a device that someone would wear like a watch on their wrist or on their ankle if they don't want it on their wrist. And it's a 60-day battery. It stays on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's 100% waterproof. And if that person would happen to wander, we are able to tune to the frequency of that bracelet, and we're able to figure out where they are in the city and actually track them and bring them back home. Yeah. So it's kind of an older technology. This program started about 20, 30 years ago out on the East Coast in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And they had huge problems with some of the residents wandering away, especially out once they got away from the urban areas, out in the wild, if you will, in the forests and the mountains and things like that. It makes it incredibly hard, a very difficult terrain to track people or find people that went missing. And when you have people that suffer from Alzheimer's or dementia, these are people that don't even realize that they're lost sometimes, depending on what kind of state they're in at that particular time. So what a normal person would do to, you know, ask for help or try to get found, they may not think of that. And so it makes it incredibly difficult to track. There were tragic stories of people, you know, before they started this program that would wander away from their home. They would be found several days later, and they would be less than a quarter mile away of where they started. And obviously, I mean, that's very sad. So they decided to try something out with the tracking system that they had here. They put it on 12 different people that tended to wander. They got some funding. They bought the equipment. All 12 of those people in that first year when the Project Lifesaver started, they did wander away from their home. And then rather than calling out a full search team where you have, I mean, dozens upon dozens of volunteers, tracking canines, helicopters, search patterns and grids, you literally had two people open up the tracking system and they were able to find that person within several hours, and some of them were just minutes. So that right there saved on the resources, saved on everything, and saved lives. So that's the whole point of the program is if you have someone who, you know, you're worried about in your home that tends to wander away, they are not thinking about the consequences of, you know, crossing the street, or they're attracted to water, or wherever it might be, this program allows you to have a little bit of peace of mind in your home, knowing that if someone were to go missing, worst case scenario, we would certainly have a way to track them down and find them quickly.
Yeah, like I mentioned, the Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson did bring in the kit for Project Lifesaver. So we have all the pieces of equipment here at our disposal to show off and how law enforcement utilizes those in searching for somebody who wandered off and that process that goes into that. And so in our second segment, we will dive into that equipment and kind of go through and walk through that process that law enforcement utilizes and works through in order to find people who have wandered off and help them bring them back home here on Community Comment. We'll discuss that again in our second segment. You're listening here to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We have to take a short break. More program is coming up next.
So much to see. McKinstry's Home Furnishings. So much to save. McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Discover the floor model clearance sale on Symbol and Simmons Beauty Rest mattress sets at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We have new mattress sets arriving soon and need to clear out the old discontinued models. You can save big. These are not bargain basement qualities, but are the regular top-of-the-line models. These mattress sets are made in Wisconsin. Stop in during the floor model clearance sale going on now at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Quantities are limited, so hurry in for best selection. We also have adjustable bases, headboards, bed frames, sheets, and mattress protectors. Delivery and disposal of your old mattress is available. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use our parking lot entrance, which is handicap accessible.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
As clutch of a player to ever play basketball,
it's Dame time on season 4 of Behind the Bucks on Bucks Plus.
This year I was like, I need to impose myself more on this team.
Explore Damian Lillard's journey to becoming a top 75 player in NBA history.
That's what really had me feeling like this is going to be great.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R benefits consultant. Find Bucks Plus on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV. Here's Kevin Haugen with more Community Comment.
It is just about 10:18 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. You're listening or watching Community Comment here today. Our guest on the program is Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson with the Beaver Dam Police Department. We are here discussing an important program that started around a decade ago.
A little bit more. I want to say it was the 90s when it all kind of...
Well, when it was brought to Beaver Dam.
Oh, Beaver Dam. Yeah, 2018, I believe, was our first year.
So just about 7 years here that it was brought to Beaver Dam. Local fundraising efforts helped be able to bring that program to Beaver Dam and go through training. The local law enforcement here went through that to be able to utilize this Project Lifesaver program, which helps people who have a tendency to wander off, that helps locate them. And again, if you're not watching here on Daily Dodge TV, if you're just listening and you can't watch on Daily Dodge TV, be sure to catch the stream later. We have all the equipment, all the tools utilized by law enforcement as a part of this Project Lifesaver program. And in this second segment, that's what we'll be doing. We'll be going through and discussing what law enforcement utilizes to be able to track these people, and what they have at their disposal to be able to help to find these people who wander off. And Lieutenant, start us off here. What is I'm a little new to this myself, I will let you sort of kick us off here and show us in sort of the order you think is best that the equipment that law enforcement utilizes with this program.
You got it. Yeah, real quick, just the equipment here, and you were talking about fundraising.
Yes.
Everything that you see here, and I'm about to show you, was essentially done through donations, and there's not a whole lot of taxpayer money involved, with the exception of labor, of the actual searching and the training, et cetera. We actually got a grant from the Dodge County Dementia Concerns Coalition. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. They have disbanded. However, they gave us $5,000 to start the program, and then when they dissolved, they cut us another gigantic check, as well as the Dodge County program.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, yes. I believe it was part of the aging and ADRC here in Dodge County. It was a subgroup of ADRC, and yeah, they disbanded a couple of years ago, I believe.
Yes. And when they did, and part of what their concerns were is the dementia and Alzheimer's, and that was them helping us out with the program. So all this equipment that you see here was all possible because of them. So this right here is a transmitter, and this is kind of like a watch band. We have different colors and shapes. So I have a red transmitter with a white band here, but you can get purple, white, yellow, green.
You can pick
whatever you want. You got all your different colors here for the bands. You also have different options. We have vinyl, we have nylon, and you guys can pick whatever you want. Whatever matches your outfit, your shoes, skin color, whatever you guys want. So, but just for example, we have this one right here. It slides on and off. It's completely sealed. It's 100% waterproof. You take a shower, you can go swimming with it, and it's all sealed in there, and it works. Once we put the battery in, it lasts for 2 months, 60 days, and that's it. We set it, and it goes. Each transmitter has a specific frequency, and then that's how we determine what frequency or what person we're looking for in the city. So we have about a dozen people right now that have the Project Lifesaver transmitters within the city, and even more within Dodge County, because we have a program, Dodge County has a program, and we are able to differentiate each person based on their frequency. This is the tracker unit right here. It folds open like this. It actually looks pretty unusual.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it looks like it's something from Star Trek.
It sure does. It looks science fiction.
We get a lot of looks when we're out in the community and we're pointing this thing around. You know, first of all, it's the police. So everybody's like, "Oh, what are the police doing?"
Oh, of course.
And then when you see this, they don't know what to do. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what to tell them. Others, I'm looking for someone.
That wasn't a part of the training that you took to be able to explain this.
But we stumbled across that. They're literally people just staring at us as you drive by. And yes, it's mildly entertaining. But this high-tech device here, if you will, is actually pretty amazing on what it can do.
Yeah.
So I'll just demonstrate real quick. And it's going to be – I think the microphone should be able to pick it up. There's some buttons right here that allow us to tune the frequency. So this particular one is 216.221 megahertz. And
that is frequency that you can dial into and able to track that device.
Correct. Okay. Correct. So I'm going to turn it on. I have it tuned appropriately. Turn the volume down here. And you hear that noise right there, that chirp, if you will.
Yeah.
That is what we are looking for. And what allows us to figure out what direction it's coming from is this special antenna. And I'm going to put the transmitter in front of me, and I'll point it directly at the transmitter. And you can hear by the microphone. All right.
Yep.
So that's our strongest signal. As I turn it away, see how it's getting quieter?
It fades away.
Exactly. Yeah. It's probably so close right now that you can't tell the difference. But if I were to put it on the other side of the room, You can hear the difference between when you point it directly at it.
Let's actually
hold on to it. Okay. Perfect. All right. I'll try to keep the microphone the same distance away, so it's all right. So, perfect. Right there. All right. So I'm pointing it right at Kevin. You can hear the volume. I'm going to move it away. And see how quiet that got? Actually, you can't even hear it. So, there we go. And as I turn it away, that's how quiet it gets. So we know, if we hear it, we know we're close by. But as we turn around and we point it in a certain direction,
right,
it becomes loud. And now you can really hear it as it sits right in front of me. So that is how it works, basically. Once we find that someone's been missing from their home or their residence, we go to that place. We go to the corners of the building. We go outside. We spin this thing around. If we get a signal, great. That means they're nearby. And we figure out where the strongest signal is coming from, and we send officers in that direction.
And how what's the range when it starts picking up a signal that, you know, we're going in the right direction?
Sure. In ideal conditions, this will last for about a mile. Wow. So if we're, you know, in ideal conditions are not in the city because of buildings and houses, it does block the signal. Mm-hmm. It also causes the signal to bounce around. Perfect example is last night at our Citizens Police Academy, we did Project Lifesaver, and there's a metal fence on the south end of the police department, and people started going towards the metal fence, and what was happening is the signal was bouncing off the fence and into the receiver, and they're thinking that the transmitter was behind the fence. I'm like, no, it's not. It's bouncing off of. When you get to the fence, you turn around, and the signal's even stronger in the true direction. So those are the types of things that we train on to recognize that it's going to bounce off building. It's going to bounce off metal.
When you think like, oh, I need to train to be able to point a device at something that will beep and then I can walk right to it. It sounds pretty
right.
straightforward.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of factors that can play into this when you're out in the real world and you're searching for somebody and you have different things that could impact that signal and you might bounce that off of it. And you have to be able to sift through all those things and find that true source of that signal to be able to find the person.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of subtle nuance to it. You adjust the range, you tune it. And the higher quality signal, it just kind of comes with time. So, like I said, I've been doing it since 2018, and it's still a challenge. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that we pull it out every once in a while. We test it. We want to make sure that we're proficient on it because when you need it, you need it, and you got to know what you're doing because you don't want people going missing. So, but that is the basics of how this one works. We also have a device right here. This attaches to a patrol vehicle or a squad car. It's a magnetic antenna, and basically it sits on the top of it. Hmm. You got it right there? Yeah. So, yeah, this is it's an omnidirectional antenna, and this will have a range of about a quarter mile. What's nice about this is you can put this in the squad car. You're a lot more mobile in the city, and we essentially can do a grid pattern or a spiral out from the last known location, and if we start hearing a signal with this antenna, we know that somebody's a quarter mile away. Then we get out, then we turn this device on, and then we can figure out what direction it's coming from and narrow down the search even more.
Yeah, so there's a bit of a step, there's a process that goes, you want to narrow down your foot search as much as possible.
Exactly.
Being mobile in your squad cars with the antenna, being able to pinpoint, we got a quadrant here where we think this person is, and that's when you bring out the handheld device there to begin your foot search and try to find this individual.
Exactly. And I have another set just like this, so we can have two officers searching at the same time.
That's my question is, how many are you able to utilize while out in a search? And when you are out on a search, do you have both ready to go right away?
We do. Yep, 100%. So I got my case down here. They're both in there. Hand one to a buddy. I'll grab the other one, and we'll spread out. If one of us gets a signal, we're able to triangulate. We'll usually come to that person and figure out what direction to look next. We leapfrog out ahead to see if it's coming from a different direction, if it's moving, et cetera, et cetera. There's a little bit of strategy there.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And we can also coordinate with Dodge County as well because they have their own set of receivers too. So the more the merrier. You spread out those receivers in a certain area that you know they were last seen. It's just a matter of time before you get a signal. And once you get a signal, it doesn't take much to actually track it down.
Now, this program, Lieutenant mentioned, has been around for 20 years in total. Beaver Dam came in 2018, I believe.
Yep.
You mentioned. Obviously, as years go along, when this program first started, I'm sure the technology has changed drastically for what they're able to create 20 years ago till today. Is this something that you see, you know, as they improve and get better with these types of things, that also, hey, we have these new scanners, we have these new trackers that you are able to be able to get and utilize as part of this program? Is that something that you foresee down the future?
So yes, absolutely. So the technology that we're actually using has been around for quite some time. But it's the reliability and dependability that we take advantage of with this program. There's a lot of new technology out there, like GPS, phones, you know, smartwatches, those types of devices. They work. However, the more complicated it is, the more things that can go wrong with it. If somebody wanders off into an area that doesn't have good cell service, that's a problem. If somebody wanders into the basement of a, you know, like a bigger building, you may not get a GPS signal. I've had this on my laptop, GPS, and I'm in the Beaver Dam Police Department, and I don't have GPS satellite signals. So when someone's going to look for them and they're sitting inside a building, you may not get that GPS signal. You might figure out that the device is on, but you may not be able to tell where it is. And I don't know if anybody's ever experienced that with their smartphone. Smartphones and things like that, people can take out of their pockets and leave behind. And this is a little bit more secure. It's a little bit more rigid of a program. This will work if all the power's out. This will work if there's a disaster. Let's say a tornado hits and somebody wanders away from the house because of that. This is something that we, you know, you don't need the infrastructure. Yeah. It's all right here. It's all built in. It's waterproof. It's durable. It lasts for 60 days. You don't have to worry about taking it off and charging the battery and putting it back on. You have to worry about that once every 2 months. We'll come and do it for you. So that right there is kind of what the advantage of the program is as far as the technology. They have advanced technology. Project Lifesaver does do GPS. It's just we don't have that currently at the Beaver Dam Police Department, but that's something that if we have clients that are interested in, we can get them connected with Project Lifesaver and hooked up and on that system as well too. Right. So, but yeah, this is older, dependable technology. And I'm looking forward to, like, if they have a better transmitter with better batteries, with greater range, I'm sure that's coming down the road. Even the capability of they have different receivers that can be put out, kind of like 5G spots, if you will. They have the, you know, 5G network that can interact with that as well. So even if they did want to go down the cell phone route with it, they could. Where we could look it up and figure out where it is just based on its connection to the cell phone network.
Yeah. We're with Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson here on a Community Comment this morning. We have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is the largest family law firm in the country, with over 35 years of helping clients navigate divorce. That does give us certain advantages, for example, in focus and resources. But being big doesn't mean less personal or less local. Our attorneys live and work in your community, and as neighbors, they understand the challenges your families face. If you're a guy facing divorce, remember, Cordell & Cordell, a partner you can count on.
111 East Kilbourne, Milwaukee. CordellCordell.com.
Nothing says relaxation like a Slumberland furniture mattress and a radio or speaker with 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump on social media talking about today's unemployment report.
President Trump touted the April jobs numbers and continued to defend his tariff policy, writing on social media, quote, "We're only in a transition stage, just getting started." The U.S. added 177,000 jobs in April, according to government data. That's solid growth, but a slowdown from 228,000 added last month. The unemployment rate stood unchanged at 4.2%. President Trump again called on the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates.
ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers. The CDC reporting this morning 216 children died of the flu this past season, the most in 15 years. Tariffs on items from China that cost less than $800, which had been exempt, will now be slapped with a tariff of 120% or a flat fee. Ruth Buzzi, who rose to fame as the frumpy old lady on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In back in the 60s and 70s, has died at the age of 88. She made over 200 television appearances in her career. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
Well, the man accused of kidnapping a pregnant teen from Beaver Dam was bound over for trial yesterday. During Gary Day's preliminary hearing, a Dodge County judge found probable cause that he committed a felony. In February, an Amber Alert was issued after the 40-year-old reportedly kidnapped the then 16-year-old from her Beaver Dam home. They were found on April 2nd near Omaha, Nebraska. An arraignment hearing has been scheduled for June 3rd. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says their biannual drug take-back event was a success. A link to find a permanent drug drop box available near you is at dillydodge.com. The mayor of Waupun highlights the reasons he wants to see Waupun Correctional Institution remain open. The facility has come under scrutiny in recent months following the deaths of multiple inmates and reports of poor conditions came to light. Mayor Ron Bishop says the Department of Corrections is the largest employer in the city and notes that the prisons have a historical connection to Waupun. The facility is the oldest prison in the state of Wisconsin. There is an early Republican entrant into the race for governor. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman has filed papers to run for governor in the 2026 fall election. The Dodge Lynn School District is needing to make budget reductions following the failed referendum this spring. The district had sought to exceed its revenue limit by $1.4 million annually for 5 years, but it was voted down by taxpayers. Since then, Dodge and officials say they have had to make difficult decisions to reduce staffing and operations to try and close the gap in their budget deficit. More information is at dillydodge.com. Well, yesterday, around $2,000 was pledged during the 2025 Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon Dessert Auction. More information is at dillydodge.com. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dillydodge.com.
Slight chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 54, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, lows dip down to about 40, cloudy skies expected with fog. High temperatures reach up to 54, tomorrow cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun with fog early. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 46.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local, doctor-owned clinic, which allows us to put your health and well-being first. Call us today at 623-5559 to schedule a free, no-pressure consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
Summer just got a whole lot hotter with the WBEV 95K giveaway presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Join us all summer long at any Brock Fry location from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and try to crack the code on our prize vault for your shot at winning $95,000. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. One winner per household. One entry per person per stop. For complete rules and details and to find a complete Brock Fry schedule, visit daily.com.
BeaverDamDodge.com.
May is here, so now is the time to plan fresh, flavorful meals with the market at Beaver Dam.
Formerly Beaver Dam Food Pride.
Fire up the grill for family dinner with Holstone Farms all-natural boneless pork loin chops, just $2.99 a pound. Slow cook whole bone-in pork butts, just $1.89 per pound. First of the season Vidalia onions are here, sweet and just 79 cents a pound. Keep the fridge stocked with select Pepsi six-packs, four for just $12. And your Perks app is packed with even more deals every week. The market at Beaver Dam. Let's make May delicious.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment, and it is brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. They have area rugs on sale over there under the red awning in downtown Beaver Dam right now. It's the super spectacular area rug clearance event. More than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale with savings of up to 75%. Choose from brand names like Capel, Surya, Kaz, and Daylin. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary, no matter what your decorating style, McKinstry's has an area rug to match and sale prices you'll love. Hurry into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts for 166 years. Visit McKinstry'sHomeFurnishings.com. Now, without further ado, here is Kevin Haugen with more Community Comment.
Thank you, Jake, and welcome back into our third segment today of Community Comment. Our guest on the program is Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson with the Beaver Dam Police Department. If you have a question for our guest today on the program, you can call in at 920-885-4446 or text 920-887-9595. One more time, the phone number to call in is 920-885-4446. If you have a question for our guest today, Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson with the Beaver Dam Police Department. And we've been highlighting Project Lifesaver throughout the first few segments today on our program. Just we were able to demonstrate the equipment and how law enforcement utilizes that, and really how handy of a tool that is, not just for law enforcement, for peace of mind for residents who have loved ones who have a tendency to wander. Here in our third segment, want to be sure we highlight ways that if somebody out there who knows somebody, this would be a good fit for them and they want to get them a part of this program, how can they get involved?
Excellent question. So, yeah, if you do have a loved one in your family that tends to wander, and it doesn't need to be someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, we serve a lot of families that have younger people with autism that tend to wander as well. So if you have a loved one and you think that they would benefit from this program, you can always give us a call at the Beaver Dam Police Department. See an officer, email me, whatever. All of our officers know about the program, and they'll get you in touch with the right people. If you're interested in email, you can contact me at jjohnson@bdpd.org. So that's jjohnson@bdpd. That's as in Beaver Dam Police Department, .org. Right. So, yep. Or you can give us a call at area code 920-887-4612. Once again, that's 887-4612. Let them know that you live in the city or the county, and they'll send you to the right agency depending on where you live. And like I said, Dodge County and Beaver Dam both have a Project Lifesaver program. It's essentially run the same way, and it's completely compatible, and it's all the same stuff. So,
A member of law enforcement,
we help each other out a lot, too.
Well, right, that's the whole point, is
right.
Being able to assist when needed. Then if somebody does reach out and they want to get involved, does a member of law enforcement come out then? And what's the next step?
Another officer will contact them, and we talk about kind of like some of the requirements for it. For instance, the person has to live at home, and you have to have a caregiver that's there that can help kind of maintain the equipment. The actual job itself of being a caregiver for Project Lifesaver is very easy. There's one requirement. Every day you have to take the transmitter. And then we have this little black box that's a tester, and you put it over the transmitter, and I don't know if you can see it right there. Boom. You see that little red flash right there? That's all you have to do every day is put this tester over the top to make sure the battery didn't die, to make sure the case didn't crack and water got in there. and make sure that the person is actually wearing it, because it doesn't do any good if it's sitting in a drawer somewhere. So that would be it. The other requirement would be if that person that tends to wander goes missing, you have to call 911 within 10 minutes or as soon as you know, and it's been 10 minutes. That right there allows us the capability of finding them a lot quicker, you know. So that's it. So they got to live at home. You have to be with them on a regular basis. You know, they can go to school, they can have a job, whatever. But definitely, they need to be at home every day. You got to check it every day, and you got to call 911 if they go missing within 10 minutes. Pretty easy job, considering, for that peace of mind. The program is absolutely free here in the city of Beaver Dam. There are some other agencies that might charge, but I believe there are waivers for people if they can't afford whatever the fee is. The fee is minimal. I think it's, as an example, don't quote me on this, other agencies tend to charge like $20, $10 every 2 months. You know, that helps pay for the batteries and things like that. We're free here in the city because of those grants that I was talking about earlier, those generous grants.
And one thing I want to hit on again here that is really a great benefit of having Project Lifesaver is, you know, again, when you travel to different communities,
yes,
you mentioned that you will reach out to other agencies and say, hey, this is the frequency that this individual will be coming into your he or she will be coming into your area, that if something happens, this is all the information you need to know. And it's, you know, even traveling to different states, this is a nationwide effort here that Project Lifesaver is initiating.
Yes.
So there are, it's not just for where you live at home, it's when you go out and travel as well.
Correct. Yeah. There are agencies all across the U.S., actually across the world, that use Project Lifesaver. So I've ended up calling Columbia County because of Wisconsin Dells. People are going to vacation on Wisconsin Dells. They're worried about their Project Lifesaver client wandering away in a water park. Mm-hmm. You know, so I share that frequency with them. They have a heads up, and all their equipment is compatible. Another example, Disney World itself, like the actual Disney World or Disney organization, has their employees trained in Project Lifesaver. So if something happens at one of their parks, they can use their Project Lifesaver equipment on our equipment when people are visiting. So all you have to do is just let us know that you're going on vacation, and we'll make those arrangements and let that agency know what the frequencies are. So.
Fantastic. Again, we're with Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson here on Community Comment today. We do have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Wisconsin is as hardworking of a place as you'll ever find. People here are tough, but even the toughest among us need help after a serious accident. At Gruber Losses, we won't stop fighting for you and your family. One call, that's all.
While you're tackling your spring cleaning, keep St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County in mind. Declutter and give back. St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County is accepting donations of gently used clothing, household items, kitchenwares, and more. Your items help support families in need within our community. St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County is open 8 to 7, Monday through Saturday, located on Dodge Drive in Beaver Dam. Shop, save, support St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
This summer, ignite your child's passion for learning at Wayland Academy's Summer Experience. From July 6th to the 19th, students entering grades 8 through 11 will embark on an educational adventure like no other, blending academic enrichment with exciting activities, creating an unforgettable summer. Wayland Academy's Summer Experience also offers outdoor adventures and team-building activities. Learn more and register now for Wayland Academy's Summer Experience at wayland.org/summer-experience.
At Clearview, we ensure you that your stay is comfortable and personalized to meet your needs. Our experienced and compassionate staff will treat you like family, providing exceptional therapy, on-site doctors, and private rooms to make you feel at home. I'm Ashley Kuhn, admissions coordinator for Clearview. I'll personally meet with you to ensure a smooth transition. Give us a call today to schedule a tour at 920-386-3532. Clearview, where compassion is the heart of our exceptional care.
Corey Sparks here live at our Brat Fry at Ballwick Implement on 95.3 WBEV. You can stop down on North Spring Street until 1 p.m. for a Pernet's Premium Brat with a soda or water for just $2. Plus, you can take your shot at our 95K Sizzlin' Sweepstakes and see if you can crack the prize vault and win $95,000. I'm here with someone who has a familiar name, Corey, right?
Yeah, I'm the salesman for Ballwick Implement. Primarily work out of La Pond down here, but down here helping out in Beaver Dam for a Brat Fry day. Stop down and see us. We got some great deals on some gators and some compact tractors. So stop down and see us.
You said you've been here for about a year and a half. What do you enjoy about the day-to-day here at Baldwick?
Just everything. I enjoy talking to customers. I've been in the egg world for about 15 years, so get to see customers every day.
Awesome stuff. Appreciate your time, Corey. Great name, by the way. And make sure you stop by here at Baldwick Implement right off of North Spring Street until 1 p.m.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It's 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment with the last segment here for today. Here's Kevin Haugen.
10:48 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Excuse me, the weather here is causing phlegm, and it's not great. But
yeah, same here. It's
tickle in the throat.
Allergies, it's moisture, lack thereof, who knows?
It's not my favorite time of year, as I have to deal with all this nonsense that comes with the sudden weather changes. So appreciate people bearing with me as I have the stuff that comes up, which again is not great. But our guest here today on Community Comment is Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson with the Beaver Dam Police Department. It's your last opportunity to call in if you have a question for our guest here on the program today. That number is 920-885-4446 if you have a question here for our guest today on Community Comment. Here in our final segment, want to spend a few moments highlighting some upcoming events that are taking place, scholarship opportunity that's available for members here in the community. We'll kick things off here with the Canine Brat Fry that is right around the corner.
Absolutely. So not tomorrow, but the Saturday after on May 10th, we have a Canine Brat Fry here in town at the Piggly Wiggly between 10 and 2, I believe, is the time. So if you're hungry for a brat, all the proceeds are going to benefit the brat. And you got to buy them. I'm sorry. What am I thinking here? A little discombobulated here. All the proceeds are going to benefit the Beaver Dam Police Department canine program. We have our two canines. We've got Boomer and we've got Murph with Officer Schneider and Officer Bublitz, respectively, there. And we do need that fundraising, but it's a good opportunity for you guys to come get something good to eat. I believe we'll have burgers, brats, and hot dogs, chips, soda, all that good stuff that you normally would see at a Piggly Wiggly, brat fry. And the opportunity to kind of co-mingle with several officers there and our canines. So Boomer and Murph will both be making appearances throughout the day. We'll also have some canine swag, if you will. You can get T-shirts. We have little cuddly stuffed animal canine dolls for the kids. We've got can cozies and various, like I said, canine stuff that if you want to show your support out in the community. I think we even have like cups and stuff like that you can purchase. So yeah, if you guys are interested in just kind of seeing the canine program, helping us support, getting a nice brat and a soda, come on down. And that's at Piggly Wiggly, May 10th, Saturday, between 10 and 2.
Fantastic. And fundraising events like this brat fry are really key events to help fund that canine program.
Correct.
It's all really donation based,
yes,
and fundraiser based. And so being able to have two canines here, one for being able to spread them out over the shifts, and I mean, it's not a cheap service to have. There's a lot of expenses that go along.
Yes, like veterinary services. Yeah. Now, those are usually donated. I think Willow Pet Hospital, they donate them to us. But it's not just the cost of the dog. It's the cost of the food. It's the cost of the training. Our canines need to train on a regular basis and stay certified. So that is time and money. The canine squad itself, it's a normal squad car, plus it has additional stuff put in it, like a kennel and a water bowl and a temperature monitoring system to make sure that the dog is okay on a hot summer's day or a cold winter's night. All that stuff costs a little bit of extra money, and we use those funds to supplement the taxpayer dollars in order to provide for the program. So it allows us to have two, not just one canine.
Right. That's the Brat Fry, Canine Brat Fry, May 10th, from, I think you mentioned 10 a.m. to 2
yep,
at the Beaver Dam Piggly Wiggly. Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly here in Beaver Dam. So be sure to head out there if you're looking for some delicious food on Saturday, May 10th. Here with Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson on Community Comment. Also want to highlight another event happening. It's an annual event that happens here in the month of May.
Correct.
That recognizes area law enforcement, local law enforcement officials who have perished in the line of duty.
Correct. Yes. On May 14th, I believe that's Wednesday.
It is normally Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday. Down in Juneau in front of the administration building at 11 a.m., we have our annual Dodge County law enforcement memorial service, if you will, or program. And this allows our honor guards to be out in the community, and we do pay our respects to members of law enforcement that have fallen in the line of duty across the country and in our local communities as well. So that gives us the opportunity just to kind of say thank you, keep those members who have passed away or fallen in our minds, and kind of just a little bit of a reminder to, you know, that say to ourselves, hey, this is a dangerous job. It's something that's worth doing because we are trying to do our best in the community and provide those services, keep people safe, enforce the law. And, that's kind of what the whole memorial is about, and remembering those who did make the ultimate sacrifice for it. So we love to see members of the community come out with us and be part of that program. It's actually a pretty nice ceremony. You get to see all the honor guards come out there. You get to see the service and the comments that are made. It's a very nice thing. So yeah. If you're interested, come join us. It's for everybody. It's for the whole community, everybody in the entire county. And that, like I said, Wednesday, May 14th in Juneau in front of the administration building. There is a memorial there. It's going to be held at that memorial at 11 a.m.
And as somebody who's covered this event several times for news stories, yeah, if you haven't had a chance to go out and watch it, it's a very special time and special ceremony to be able to witness and be a part of. And they have the plaintiff taps, the 21-gun salutes. They really go all out to recognize and honor those who have given the ultimate sacrifice
in
Dodge County and throughout the state of Wisconsin as well. Here with Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson, just a few more minutes left on today's community comment. Want to spend that time highlighting a scholarship program that is offered here through the Dodge County Executive Law Enforcement Association.
Yes. So every year they offer a scholarship. Each of our chiefs of police and the sheriff are on this committee, as well as our Department of Corrections executives that are active in Dodge County. They are members of this association. So believe it or not, Shop with Cops is actually managed through this and oversees – I'm sorry, reverse that. That Dodge County Executive Law Enforcement Association oversees things like Shop with Cops. Yes. That's what I'm trying to say. not the other way around. But that's kind of what the program is. But they have a scholarship, and I believe it can go up to $5,000 here.
One $4,000 scholarship.
There we go.
And one $1,000 scholarship.
There we go. Exactly. So there are a very minimal number of applicants I've heard right now. So if you know someone who is interested in law enforcement or in the criminal justice or related fields, and they are looking for some assistance with their school funding, this scholarship is still available, and I highly encourage people. It's up for grabs right now. So please apply. The deadline for the application is May 30th, 2025. You can go to the Dodge County website, not the sheriff's website. I believe there's a link to it on there. We're going to try and put that link on our website for the Beaver Dam Police Department as well. But right now, it's listed under the Dodge County website. Do a quick Google search, and it'll take you right there. And you guys can apply and encourage loved ones that you know are going into the field and maybe getting done with high school, and they're looking to get into college for something. If you're looking for a law enforcement-related career path, this would be a good scholarship for you. And it, like I said, it's up there for grabs right now, both of them.
Yeah, and it also covers corrections if somebody's going into the prison side of things, communications officer, and those other fields approved by the Dodge County Executive Law Enforcement Association. So it covers a wide variety of career paths.
Yes, it does not need to be a patrol officer. Yep. You can get into crime scene investigations would be another thing. Forensics, if you will.
Yeah, so there's a lot of opportunities. And like the lieutenant said, it is up for grabs. So if anyone out there is looking at pursuing a career in law enforcement, this will greatly help kickstart that effort. Again, there's one $4,000 scholarship available and one $1,000 scholarship offered through the Dodge County Executive Law Enforcement Association. scholarship program. I believe the deadline, Lieutenant, you mentioned was May 30th.
May 30th. Yep.
So get those application materials into the – is that submitted to the – I'm sure when you get the materials, they tell you where to submit that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I think you send it in. There's a couple options that you can do it. And yeah, I think the board looks at it and they make their choice.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. So we'll probably – we do usually get a press release when they announce those scholarship winners,
yes.
Usually in June or late June, July, around that time frame that they announce that. So looking forward to see who the two winners are for the scholarship program. But we are just about out of time here on Community Comment today. Want to thank our guest for joining us on the program, Lieutenant Jeremiah Johnson with the Beaver Dam Police Department. Lieutenant, thank you again so much for coming.
Thanks for having me once again.
It was great talking with you today. And that will do it for today's Community Comment.